The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, January 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're almost a month into the new year. How's that goal of spending less and saving more coming along? To keep their goals in sight, some people are following a money management trend that's gone viral on TikTok: loud budgeting.
If you tell your friend that you can't go out tonight, you are loud budgeting, maybe saving to move out to a bigger apartment or something like that, then the next time an opportunity arises, your friend could be the one that reminds you, hey, weren't you supposed to be saving for that thing?
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin about it after the break.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/itheroes.
To manage your finances better, you might think about smart budgeting. But many people are getting the numbers under control by getting in on a TikTok trend called loud budgeting. So how does it work? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins me to talk about it. So Oyin, how did the term loud budgeting come about? And what does it mean?
At the end of December of last year, a young man named Lucas Battle got onto TikTok after a night of spending way too much money than he had intended and was just thinking about what his priorities were going to be for the year of 2024. You know, he was thinking about the two words quiet luxury, which is a trend that had a lot of popularity in 2023, basically favoring well-made, expensive, and understated fashions. And he wanted to flip those two words. So he kind of came up with the words loud budgeting.
It's not I don't have enough. It's I don't want to spend. So 2024 is all about loud budgeting, okay? Put that dollar in your pocket.
All right, so rein in the spending. But where does the loud in loud budgeting come from?
Talking about money makes people feel generally uncomfortable, even though financial advisors and behavioral scientists have been outspoken, no pun intended, about the benefits of talking about your financial situations. People in their everyday lives don't like to talk about it. They'd rather avoid the topic. The loud part of loud budgeting kind of gives people permission to defend themselves by saying, listen, I can't go out to dinner tonight. I just don't have the money.
So loud budgeting is kind of like communicating your financial situation to people.
Exactly. Instead of maybe making up a vague reason in the past why you couldn't commit to an activity or an event, people are just feeling empowered to say, I don't have the money, or I'd rather not spend money on this because I want to save for this.
All right, it's a good plan, but does it work?
Well, financial advisors and behavioral scientists actually do see some benefit to this trend. Budgeting is nothing new, of course, but loud budgeting could be a way to encourage people to actually stick to their budgets. If you tell your friends about something that you're going to do, they can serve as an accountability partner and actually hold you to the promise that you're going to make. In this case, if you tell your friend that you can't go out tonight, you are loud budgeting, maybe saving to move out to a bigger apartment or something like that, then the next time an opportunity arises, your friend could be the one that reminds you, hey, weren't you supposed to be saving for that thing?
Now, you mentioned the man who went on TikTok and talked about loud budgeting. Why is the trend going viral now?
His video really took off. It generated over 1 million views and more than 1,000 comments. People are stitching the video and even contributing their own perspectives to the discourse in ways that they've saved money in recent years. So it really seems to be something that's especially resonating with younger consumers. Part of the reason why it's going viral now is related to the economic stress that Americans have been feeling after periods of high inflation. We've seen increases in credit card debt. We've seen increases in the use of buy now, pay later. Americans are really feeling stress in their wallets. And this loud budgeting has come at a perfect time for people to really prioritize budgeting again.
You spoke to several people who've done loud budgeting. Tell us about them.
One woman who lives in New York actually canceled her 30th birthday party. She had this full-blown plan. They were going to go to London. They were going to see the Harry Potter experience, maybe have some brunches, maybe sightsee. And when she started thinking about it, she just realized that it would be too much of an expense. So in a big group text early in the year, she said, "Hey, everybody, thank you so much for committing. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to cancel this due to financial reasons."
Oh, this whole thing that was planned and it just goes away?
Yeah, 8 people had RSVP'd and everything, and in one text, it was dissembled.
How'd they react to that?
They were actually pretty understanding. She said that people appreciated her honesty, and they said that they would be excited for whatever the new plan was, probably something more local and cheaper.
Now tell me about Kimberly Michael Thompson, who you spoke to as well.
Yeah, for her, she interpreted loud budgeting as a way to DIY your life. So this year, she's having more people over her house and hosting more events. She actually is planning on hosting a Galentine's for her single friends, where she's going to invite people over, they're going to bring food and drinks, and she's going to get decorations from the dollar store, all in the name of saving money.
Okay, so loud budgeting seems to be in vogue in 2024. But talking with friends and family about your finances isn't a new idea, right?
It's not, but it's been historically difficult for Americans to talk about their money. Over 6 in 10 Americans don't talk about finances, according to a survey from Empower, which is a financial services company based in Colorado. But we're starting to see a shift, especially among younger people. They're more likely to communicate their financial struggles with each other, with their families, and on social media.
So big picture, how can loud budgeting affect developing better spending habits going forward?
The emphasis is on the loud part. So it's really beneficial for people who are thinking about reining in their spending to speak openly about it to their friends and family. That way, there are more people involved holding you accountable to your budgeting and spending goals.
That's WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with Deputy Editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITheroes.